as the coronavirus death toll and case toll continues to mount in the United States, President Trump says he's eager to get the country back to work.
Millions of Americans are making profound and difficult sacrifices in their own lives because they know it will save the lives of countless others, and that's exactly what it's doing. You see what's happening and where we are, where we stand, and hopefully we're going to be opening up. We can call it opening very, 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 very soon, I hope.
We're going to start this hour with Kimberly Atkins, Washington correspondent for WBUR. Kimberly, the president says he wants to open up the country for business as early as May 1st, even though public health officials warn that may be too optimistic. What kind of pressure is President Trump under to get the economy moving again?
Well, the pressure to reopen the country, as the president says, seems to be coming largely from him. His instinct since the beginning of the coronavirus crisis was to keep the country as open as possible, to dismiss it, and now lately has been to urge the reopening as early as possible. Last week, he was talking about reopening by this Sunday, Easter Sunday. And it's his advisors and other people within the administration that are being much more cautious, saying that these efforts, the distancing efforts that have been put in place, need to stay in place longer. The Surgeon General Jerome Adams just today said that this is going to go on for weeks and months. So it's really putting a doubt on this idea that the country can open by May 1st.
Well, we heard the president say that in one of those daily briefings. That one was from yesterday. He's been doing this every day, coming out and talking to the press. The Wall Street Journal editorial board, typically friendly to the president, wrote about how off-key Trump has become in his daily briefings. Has the way he's been conducting these briefings become a political liability for him?
Republicans increasingly are thinking so. Behind the scenes, they have been urging him to step back a little bit in those briefings and leave it to the experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institute of Health and others to really give the updates about what is happening, where in the country we are seeing the outbreaks and where in the country we are seeing improvements. But that, again, is not in the president's nature. He would normally be giving rallies at this time in an election year, and he can't do that. So the podium in the White House has become the replacement for that. And he's finding it very difficult to resist the urge to take over the messaging himself, regardless of what those in his own party want.
What is happening at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue on Capitol Hill? There's a stalemate now on another stimulus package from Congress. What is the holdup? And do you think lawmakers will eventually find a way to get it done?
Well, the holdup is the difference between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to when the next round of stimulus is coming. They both agree that there needs to be a next round of stimulus. They even agree that when it comes to small businesses, that an additional $250 billion is needed immediately to help the SBA keep up with the small business loans that are being requested right now. The disagreement comes on whether there should be other relief, more direct payments to Americans, more things like SNAP benefits, extending medical leave onto that bill. Republicans say wait until the previous stimulus package, those funds have been distributed and that has tapped out before the next move. And Democrats want to act much more quickly.
There is one other disagreement between Democrats and Republicans I want to ask you about. We saw the chaotic situation in Wisconsin this week with the primary, long lines because of coronavirus concerns. Many people thought that that primary should have been postponed altogether. And President Trump, without any evidence, called one alternative, which would be voting by mail, corrupt. We should note he voted in the last primary by mail. What is your sense about whether there will be significant changes and a lot more voting by mail come November?
Well, based on what we've heard from other Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, it is unlikely that provisions that would allow for voting by mail would be included in any stimulus package. There's just not the Republican support for that on that front. And when it comes to the president, he claims that there is a fraudulent aspect of voting by mail. His own task force didn't find any evidence of that. So that, again, is one of the fact checks that come out of these frequent briefings.
Well, and I'm sure that voting by mail is something that is going to continue to come up in these briefings the longer this crisis goes on. Kimberly Atkins, Washington correspondent for WBUR, thank you.
Thank you.